What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the JT Sports Podcast. I'm your host, JT. I appreciate all of the birthday wishes that you guys sent me over the weekend. I had a very memorable birthday. And funny story, when I was down in Miami celebrating with my friends, in the span of 30 seconds, I got about 100 notifications on my phone at once. And when I unlocked my phone to see what all the fuss was about, I saw breaking: Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I was so excited because I'm a Steelers fan, and you guys already know Justin Fields is one of my favorite players in the NFL. So I was just thinking about how good the Steelers can be with him being the starting quarterback this year. And then around 45 minutes later, there was another report that came out and said that despite the Steelers trading for Justin Fields, Russell Wilson is expected to be the starting quarterback. And I was just so confused because I thought that the Steelers said going into this offseason, they were going to have an open quarterback competition. And just guaranteeing Russell Wilson the starting quarterback. And then what's even weirder is that not only are they pretty much guaranteeing him the QB1 job, but they plan to extend him after the season. And I'm just like, wow, what has Russell Wilson done to deserve this? Even though he had a decent season statistically last season, the Broncos still felt like they had to take an NFL record $85 million dead cap hit to get rid of him because he just wasn't in at quarterback. So I don't know what Russell Wilson told Mike Tomlin when they met a few weeks prior to him signing with Pittsburgh, but it's just a really strange, this situation. And we're going to get into what this means for not just the Steelers, but for the Chicago Bears, because at this point, we already know that they're going to take Caleb Williams number one overall. But do they have a good enough team to make it to the playoffs with Caleb Williams in year one? And is he an upgrade over Justin Fields? Is he even going to be as good as what people are hyping him up to be? And RG3, he said that Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and just refuse to play for the Chicago Bears. I got some interesting thoughts on that. Before we get into it, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel if you're listening to this episode on YouTube. Remember that we're not just a YouTube channel, we are a podcast. You can find this episode and all of the other podcasts in audio format on all podcasting platforms: Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from. The JT Sports Podcast is available. Give us a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple and Spotify. Share the podcast with your friends, family members, and acquaintances. If you have a question that you would like answered on a future episode, you can send them in the DMs on Instagram at JT Sports_ and on Twitter at JT Sports_ or X, and give us a follow there so you can stay up to date with everything that we have going on with the podcast. Now, let's get into it. So I was so excited when I saw the news that Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It happened on my birthday. I was like, the Pittsburgh Steelers have given me the best birthday present ever because Justin Fields is my favorite player in the NFL. And as a diehard Steelers fan, I was like, yes, now we finally have a dynamic young quarterback that's going to start for us this season. Just to be really confused an hour later when another report came out and said, despite Pittsburgh trading for Justin Fields, Russell Wilson is expected to be the starting quarterback. And I was just so shocked because didn't the Steelers say before this offseason started that they were going to have an open quarterback competition? So why is it that they're just guaranteeing pretty much Russell Wilson the starting quarterback job? And then what's even more weirder is that they plan on extending him, according to another report, after the season. It's like, what? What has Russell Wilson proven in the black and gold for him to deserve the starting quarterback job over Justin Fields in the new contract extension after the season? Like, yes, he had some really good statistics last season, but the Broncos felt like they had to get rid of this guy to the point they took a record dead cap hit of $85 million. That's the largest dead cap hit in NFL history to get rid of him. So for me, I think that I'm hoping, you know, I just hope at this point, this is just all he say, she say, and this is just all speculation. And Mike Tomlin plans on letting Justin Fields and Russell Wilson duke it out for the right to be the starting quarterback for the 2024 NFL season, because neither one of these guys, based on what we saw out of them last season, have done anything to prove that they're worthy of being claimed as QB1 right now. And Russell Wilson, yes, he is a vet, but it's not like this is the same Russell Wilson that we saw in his prime in Seattle. People keep thinking that Russell Wilson is going to be able to bounce back to that form when the odds just say we're going to see more of the Russell Wilson that we saw in Denver, because he's getting up there in age. He's obviously regressing. And yes, the Steelers are going to have a better team around them, but it looks like Father Time is knocking on the door for Russell Wilson. And a lot of Russell Wilson's game is based on his ability to run around, extend plays, improvise, buy time for guys to get open. And with him having that age and that regressing athleticism, I'm not expecting him to be anything more than a top 25 quarterback this season, which is better than what the Steelers got out of Kenny Pickett last season and probably Mason Rudolph. But Justin Fields last season, to me, was better than Russell Wilson. And if there's anybody who should be given the opportunity to get the starting quarterback one job, it should be Justin Fields, just because you have a younger player with upside who has a lot of potential. And with Arthur Smith, who utilizes a lot of design quarterback runs, zone reads, he could do a lot of special things with Justin Fields in the run game. And by starting Justin Fields, the Steelers are automatically going to have no worse than the fifth best rushing attack in the NFL next season. You have him in the backfield with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. No, not a lot of teams are going to be able to slow down the Steelers' run game. Russell Wilson doesn't bring you that dynamic to the offense. Now, is he a better passer than Justin Fields? Yes, but I don't really think by a huge margin. And if the Steelers' plan is to start Russell Wilson for a few games, and if he fizzles out, go ahead and start Justin Fields, because you pretty much traded for him for nothing. You gave the Bears a 6th-round pick that turns into a 4th-rounder if he plays 51% of the snaps this year. So at this point, with Russell Wilson only getting $1.12 million this year, why would you just guarantee him the starting job if your plan isn't that, you know, maybe he plays bad and we just start Justin? It just seems like the Steelers are just starstruck by Russell Wilson. And it's not a surprise when you think about Russell Wilson's personality and Mike Tomlin's personality. They seem like they would be a pretty good match for each other as a quarterback head coach duo. Russell Wilson is a highly optimistic guy, and so is Mike Tomlin. When Russell Wilson probably met with Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson probably came in there like, man, Coach T, I'm highly motivated, man. You know how they treated me in Denver? They made me seem like I'm the problem. I want to come and prove myself, Mike Tomlin. Let me come prove myself. I want to win 2 more Super Bowls before I retire. And you know Mike Tomlin, he's like, yeah, you ready to work? You ready to make sure that you come on with your pads tight, your helmet, your chin buckles strapped on tight? You ready to work? You ready to commit to excellence? And they probably hit it off. And I'm not surprised if it went down that way, because they have personalities that should work very well with each other. Unlike Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin is just as optimistic as Russell Wilson. And with the kind of coach that Mike Tomlin is, he should be able to squeeze a little more juice out of Russell Wilson than what the Broncos were able to get out of him, because Mike Tomlin is a motivator. But that just doesn't mean that Russell Wilson is going to be good enough to get the Steelers to the playoffs and the league's toughest conference. The AFC is home to most of the NFL's best quarterbacks. And in the AFC North, you have to go against Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow twice. And I understand that Pittsburgh has a winning record against Lamar Jackson, but things can change every season. No season is like the previous one. And Joe Burrow is going to be fully healthy. And the Steelers still have the worst quarterback in that division, despite who you start, whether it be Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, just with him being so limited, not being able to really play within structure, not really being that good under pressure, I just expect for Justin Fields to end up winning the starting quarterback job. I don't see how Russell Wilson, he ends up getting released by the Denver Broncos. They take an $85 million dead cap hit, makes league history doing it, and all of a sudden, this dude's just going to go to Pittsburgh and just have this career rejuvenation before he retires and rides off to the sunset. I don't think that's going to happen. I believe Father Time has knocked on the door for Russell Wilson for a while, and 2024 is going to be the year that he just breaks that thing down and he comes and collects for Russell Wilson, and we just see the last of Russell Wilson. Justin Fields right now is just a way better quarterback than what Russell Wilson is. You can say Russell Wilson won more games than Justin Fields, but in the situation that the Steelers have offensively and with Mike Tomlin being the head coach, Justin Fields is going to be able to win more games than what Russell Wilson is going to be able to do. He just has way more upside. He just brings such a different dynamic to the rushing attack that you're going to have to find a way to game plan for it with Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris complimenting him in the backfield. And he can always improve during the offseason as a passer in a different scheme under Arthur Smith. He can be pretty good getting outside the pocket in this play action heavy scheme that Arthur Smith likes to run. I'm rooting for Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback for Pittsburgh this year. And if this thing just goes completely wrong and neither Justin Fields or Russell Wilson or the answer, I hope that we're bad enough where we can end up getting the number one pick next year and we draft Shedeur Sanders. But Justin Fields, I believe he has a pretty good opportunity to start this year. I don't know what the hell the Pittsburgh Steelers see in Russell Wilson, but eventually they're going to come to reality and they're going to see that Russell Wilson just isn't it anymore. Does it piss you off how much you pay for your monthly phone bill? Why are you getting frustrated when our partner Mint Mobile has plans as low as $15 a month that give you unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network? Stop getting frustrated with how much you spend on your monthly phone bill and go to trymintmobile.com/JTSports and description and pinned comment down below to get access to premium wireless for only $15 a month. That's only $15 a month. Switching to Mint is easy. It only takes 15 minutes to do. If you're pissed off with how much you pay for your monthly phone bill, switch to Mint Mobile today and go to trymintmobile.com/JTSports in description and pinned comment down below to get premium wireless for only $15 a month. Stop getting upset with how much you spend on your monthly phone bill and switch to Mint Mobile today. Now let's talk about what the Justin Fields to Pittsburgh trade means for the Chicago Bears. At this point, it's all but a guarantee that they're going to draft Caleb Williams, number one overall in this year's draft. But are they going to have a good enough situation for Caleb Williams to succeed, unlike what Justin Fields was able to do? You trade for Keenan Allen. You sign DeAndre Swift in free agency. You also have the 9th overall selection and this year's draft, where you could take another offensive lineman. Maybe you take Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers. This is a team that right now, to me, with Caleb Williams inserted as QB1 at this moment, should be nothing less but a wild card team. They should at least be able to get the 7th seed in the NFC. And with them getting rid of Justin Fields, the expectations for Caleb Williams are going to be pretty high, as they should be, because with all the hype that he's receiving, being considered a generational quarterback, being called the next Patrick Mahomes, he needs to play as good as what CJ Stroud did last season, because he's in the best situation that we've seen for a rookie quarterback in recent memory. You got one of the best wide receiver duos in the NFL with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. As long as Keenan Allen stays healthy, He's a guarantee locked to give you a Pro Bowl caliber season. Your offensive line should be pretty good. You got DeAndre Swift, who I thought was a really good free agent signing. And last season, we saw how good the Bears defense was during the second half of the year. And if they carry that momentum defensively into this season, and they have a top five, top 10 defense, capable of Caleb Williams at the helm at quarterback, they may not win this division, but they definitely should be a playoff team. Caleb Williams is not going to be a bust. I'm willing to put money on that. I don't get why so many people are making it seem like Caleb Williams is just this overhyped prospect and he just has so many red flags. When you watch his game and you watch his film, he is way better than the other quarterbacks in this class, and it's not even close. He doesn't have the amount of mistakes. He's better at going through his progressions and his reads than all the other quarterbacks, and he just looks way more fluid playing the quarterback position than the other quarterbacks. And he's a QB1, day one starter for any team that drafts them. And for the Chicago Bears, you were lucky enough that if you're Ryan Poles, you were able to get the number one overall pick from Carolina in this year's draft in order to get this guy. Because if you had Justin Fields, you wouldn't be able to have the success that you're going to have this season with Caleb Williams at QB this year. If you're a Chicago fan, instead of being upset and holding animosity towards Caleb Williams because he's going to be the dude replacing the guy you love, Justin Fields, you should embrace this young man. You should be happy because he's going to give you something that you have never gotten in the history of your franchise, and that is elite quarterback play. Caleb Williams is going to solve the biggest problem this Bears franchise has had for the whole entire franchise existence, not having elite QB play. You're going to have a guy that eventually is going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the Patrick Mahomes and some of the best in the NFL. This situation is way too good for him not to succeed. He's a way better passer than Justin Fields. He throws with better anticipation, better accuracy. He's better at going through his reads, his progressions, dissecting coverages than what Justin Fields is. Right now, Caleb Williams is an upgrade over Justin Fields, even though we haven't seen him play a game. But even if you ask a good amount of scouts, if Caleb Williams would have played last season for the Chicago Bears and never played for USC last year, they would have said that the Bears arguably would have been a playoff team. So just by you having Caleb Williams, you already have upgraded that quarterback. He should at least be a top 10 QB next season. All right, he should be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. And with that, you should be able to beat Green Bay, get one up on the Detroit Lions. This kid is fantastic. He can make every single throw. He's incredible outside the pocket. He also is really good as a runner. He has a Jalen Hurts kind of running style. He can run through you. He also has a good amount of finesse in this game. He's like 6'1", 215, 220-something pounds. He has way better pocket presence than what Justin Fields had. This is an upgrade at quarterback, and this is going to be one of those moves that you look at in the next decade, and you're going to say, yeah, you're glad the Chicago Bears made the decision, because this was the decision that they needed to change the fortunes of this franchise. This franchise hasn't been relevant since they went to the Super Bowl last time in 2006 and lost to the Indianapolis Colts. And I don't even remember who the hell your quarterback was in that Super Bowl. The best quarterback that the Chicago Bears have had that I can remember is Jake Cutler. That's a problem. So Caleb Williams is in a great situation going into his rookie season with the Chicago Bears. If this doesn't work out, you got to point the finger at Matt Eberflus. And Ryan Poles is going to have to make some tough decisions, and he's going to have to clear house, get another coaching staff. And if that's what it takes to get Caleb Williams playing up to his potential, so be it. But right now, this situation is just way too good for Caleb Williams not to succeed. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is this. RG3 released a clip on X where he said that Caleb Williams should pull the Eli Manning and refuse to play for the Chicago Bears, because if you guys don't know what happened with Eli Manning, he said that he refused to play for the San Diego Chargers at the time, and if they drafted him, he was going to refuse to play for him, and they ended up drafting him, and he refused to play, and they traded him to the New York Giants. And RG3 thinks that Caleb Williams should do the same thing with the Chicago Bears and opt to play for the Washington Commanders. But it's not like the Commanders are a better franchise than what the Chicago Bears are. When you think about the Washington Commanders right now, you got Dan Quinn, who, to me, isn't that good of a head coach. He made it to the Super Bowl mainly because he had Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. He never really has had any great elite defenses as a head coach. He did a good job in Dallas, but we saw what happened to his defense in the postseason against Jordan Love. It was Swiss cheese. That's not a great situation. They don't really have that good of a team, at least offensively. Yeah, they've been making a lot of free agency moves, but if you're Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears have already made a playoff caliber football team for you. They get Keenan Allen in the trade that they give up a bag of chips for one of the NFL's most underrated wide receivers. And then you pair him up with DJ Moore, who was underrated last season too. He should have been an all-pro. You got Cole Kmet at tight end. You have DeAndre Swift at running back in the backfield. You got a pretty good offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron. And your offensive line should be really good too, with a defense that should be top 10 based on how they played during the second half of the 2023 season, excuse me. Caleb Williams refusing to play for the Chicago Bears and opting to go to the Washington Commanders, to me, would be a big mistake. The Chicago Bears are invested in making sure that Caleb Williams succeeds. That's why they were willing to part ways with Justin Fields. They don't part ways with Justin Fields if they didn't come to the agreement that we're going to do everything that it takes to make sure that we do right by Caleb Williams, to make sure that this kid ends up reaching his potential so he can end our franchise-long woes at quarterback. Caleb Williams is the kind of QB that, with this team the Bears have, this receiving core, he should easily break 4,000 yards and be the first quarterback in Bears history to throw for over 4,000 in a season. Like, this dude is special. And all the hate that he's getting, it's just so unwarranted. People just hate on Caleb Williams just because it's trendy. I guess that's what they call prospect fatigue. But he's an upgrade over Justin Fields. And I strongly disagree with Robert Griffin III. He played for Washington. He knows how dysfunctional that organization is. They got new ownership, but that doesn't mean that the new ownership is going to be better. You have Dan Quinn, who isn't that good of a head coach. You got Cliff Kingsbury, who isn't really that good of an offensive coordinator, really. When he was calling plays with Arizona, like, it was lackluster, to say the least. At least when you think about how things went ugly between him and Kyler Murray at the end of his tenure down there in Glendale. So I think for Caleb Williams, there's no reason to pull a Eli Manning. People tried to say that Joe Burrow should do the same thing when he was getting ready to get drafted by Cincinnati. Carson Palmer suggested that. But you see, the Cincinnati Bengals were all in when they decided to draft Joe Burrow, and he changed their franchise. And Caleb Williams can do the same thing that Joe Burrow did with Cincinnati and Chicago. The Bears ownership, this front office, is committed to making sure that they win with Caleb Williams. You don't make the trade for Keenan Allen if you weren't committed to Caleb. You don't get rid of Justin Fields if you weren't committed to winning. All of the moves that Ryan Poles is making as the general manager for Chicago are going to put the Bears in the position that next season, this fan base is actually going to have a reason to watch the games after Thanksgiving, because they're going to be playing playoff football. They're going to be playing meaningful football. And you have a quarterback that in the near future could have you playing in February in the biggest game of the year. This is it for this episode of the JT Sports Podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you enjoy, leave a like, subscribe to the podcast. on Apple, Spotify. Remember that every episode of the podcast that's uploaded onto the YouTube channel is available in audio format on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. My Instagram is at JTSports_. Follow me on X at JTSports_. I will see you guys shortly with another episode of the JT Sports Podcast.